Imagine being stuck in a car in temperatures down to minus 30 degrees with no food and little hope of rescue because no one knows where you are. A man is now recovering in a Swedish hospital after he says he was trapped in his car since before Christmas. If it's true, his would be one of the great modern survival stories. Europe correspondent Philip Williams has more.
The 45-year-old man was discovered close to death by people on snowmobiles. They cleared away enough of the snow covering the car, expecting to find an abandoned vehicle. But instead, they found an emaciated man in a sleeping bag so weak he couldn't stand. He told his rescuers he'd been there since the 19th of December. The chief medical officer treating him at Umeå University Hospital is Dr. Uslets Berg.
That isn't something we come across every day, really not. And he has been in the car, he's been snowed over, I suppose it's been like an igloo, which is why he has managed to get through the cold. I mean, we have had down to minus 30 centigrades here. Yes, it's a strange story, very strange story.
Do you believe it?
Well, I have no reason not to believe it.
No one's sure why he apparently chose to stay in the car at the end of a road leading off a major highway. But it certainly attracted attention from around the world. Bertil Vollen has been covering the story for the local newspaper, the Västerbotten Courier.
It's snow.
Nothing else?
Nothing else. He had the food for one day. And I think he had decided to stay in the car for some reason that no one knows why. No one has missed him. First, I didn't believe it myself. He was very, very weak when they found him.
If that's true, this is one of the great survival stories of all time.
Yeah.
And you've had lots of interest in this story, I believe, from all over the world.
Yeah, they have called from everywhere.
The man himself is not saying anything publicly. His story of 2 months with nothing but melted snow may never be told. And if his rescuers had been just a little less curious, one of the most remarkable stories of survival of all time would never have survived, and nor would he. This is Philip Williams reporting for AM.